Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy morning to you. Happy cloudy Saturday. Happy 2016. And I know you're thinking seriously about your health. Today, part two of what we started last week, the art and science of stretching. Why do I do this show? Why am I doing something I never thought I'd be doing? I wanted at one point to stick strictly to nutrition. That's fascinating enough as it is. But why? Why? Why did I become a chiropractor first? Cleveland Chiropractic College, 1994. Class valedictorian. Why did I start there and end up here? Well, the bottom line is this: your symptom, your illness, your disease, your pursuit for radiant health demands that you understand the art and science of stretching. And in the parlance of our culture, we think delusionally that we can simply open a book and get on a YouTube and watch people move their body, and we just do the same thing and we're stretching. No, we're not. If we are stretching, we're not getting more flexible. And there's a huge difference between stretching and getting flexible. I'm going to make what I think is a simple analogy. You should get this analogy. An actor that reads the lines on a script, just reads them like you would read them, you who are an accountant or a lawyer. An actor who would just read the lines on a script and call out a performance would find out what? That he'd live in unemployment most of his life. You understand? The actor has to inhabit the part. He has to connect the words on the page to his being, his body, his soul. That's what the art of stretching is about. Now, I want you to take that in. And in my typically unpolitical way, or politically incorrect way, take a moment to take that into yourself. So this is my gripe. Not a gripe. This is my constructive love criticism. Most of us are learning to stretch the way an actor just reads lines in that boring, monotonous way that keeps him unemployed. Most people that stretch don't get the job done. Just because you're in the position and you feel some tension has very little to do with the art and science of stretching. I submit that to you. And I submit this across the board to my fellow doctors, to the yogics, to the Pilates instructors, to all my patients, students, and so on and so forth. We're missing it. Let's change that. Now, I did show one last week. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show like this in America. I kid you not. The attempt to do this on radio rather than in a classroom is not what we call a politically correct or financially intelligent move. But nonetheless, I persevere. Because radio, if you get into the soul of your listener, of your audience, all right, is one of the best ways to communicate. And we do it with pictures. So if you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, that's with two T's, and look at the pictures and connect my words and my experience to these pictures and make 2016 a better year for you. So the first claim, stretching fixes organ problems. Stretching's not just for your low back or your neck or your joints. Stretching is to help organs heal. Now, I'm going to connect that claim to the science. So let's begin. Little review from last week. Let's go to picture number one. Now, look at picture number one. There's a gentleman with a bunch of postures. The claim here is that all those postures are not healthy postures, the sway back, the lordosis, the kyphosis, the forward head posture. You see how many different positions that spine can take. And only the guy on the right has some semblance of it, except, of course, you see, I'll just critique it for you in a subtle way. That gentleman there in the good posture picture, that's not good posture. You know why? Well, because he's imposing that posture. That's not that young man's natural posture, but we'll forget that. That's kind of what a good posture looks like, certainly much better than the other four. Now, let's look at picture number two. That's the position of the spine. Some of the various positions of the spine. The third one in, that you'd call that a kyphosis and a hyperlordosis. The fourth one in, from the left in, you'd call that even more of a kyphosis and more of a lordosis. Picture number two, well, that's a scoliosis. So on and so forth. There's lots of ways that spine can swivel. And all of that swiveling, that imbalance, is largely a product of tensions that you must address through your muscular system into the spine. Now, concept. Go to picture number four. If you're stacked up, and that's a picture from Rolf, Ida Rolf, and this is an attempt to teach you, my wonderful audience, students, so on and so forth, to teach you the reality of the way people live, the reality of their musculoskeletal pain, the reality of their disease, their organ dysfunction. The person on the right is you at 20, and the person on the left is you at 40 or 50 or 60 and definitely 70. All your parts are not connected correctly, so that the gravity lines, the force vectors from your head through your joints, through your muscles, is all twisted up. And that has a correspondingly powerful negative influence on your organs. If your body's twisted, your organs are twisted. If your organs are twisted, you cannot drain the lymph. You cannot drain the venous blood. You can't even bring the arterial perfusion in, and you definitely will not get the full nerve effect. Nerve, artery, vein, lymph. Nerve, artery, vein, and lymph coming in and leaving your organs in a connective tissue sheath will be unduly, irreverently, harmfully twisted if you look like the person on the left in picture number four. Now, I'm going to make that statement come to life. Again, that will be attacked as a non-scientific statement. Well, empirically speaking, that is an extremely scientific statement. But if you want to run a double-blind placebo study in a model that our medicine wasn't designed to fit, well, you're going to come up short. First of all, you've got to get people who are capable of getting through that transformation. And right there, your study's not going to have enough people. And we won't get into this today. But you make no mistake about it when you turn the radio off today that this is science, and it's hard science. It's the kind of science that should be in our hospitals. It should be taught in all our schools. It should be taught to all our physicians. That structure determines function. That if your structure is imbalanced, your function will dysregulate. All right, let's turn this more to life. All right. Look at picture number five. And you saw these guys last week. The woman on the left and the woman on the right. That woman has shifted her alignment through a variety of therapies. That woman on the left will now do this. Go to picture number six. You're going to have to really use that computer today. Picture six. Look at picture six. Look at the guy on the left. I assume that's a guy. You see how he's slumped over? And you see how that other guy is standing straight? Well, the difference between the guy on the left and the guy on the right is the guy on the left, all the muscles of his back are pulling him up so he doesn't fall on his face. The guy in picture number six has all the muscles of his back pulling him straight up so he doesn't fall on his face. And that's energy. And he feels that as stress. He feels that as structural stress. Those muscles, guy on the left, on his back, erector spinae, are twisted and tight. And they're working overtime and they hurt. And those muscles go from his sacrum to the top of his neck. The guy on the right there in the green, he's free of that. He doesn't have, and so we're introducing the concept here of structural stress. Now, we mentioned that last week, but I want you to work with that concept. I want you to stretch, and then I want you to release your muscles, and then I want you to tell me that you can feel your body move much more lightly. I want you to tell me that your weight is shifted to your heels. I want you to tell me that the weight is shifted from your toes to your heels. I want you to tell me that you're walking upright effortlessly, that you don't have to impose the perfect posture on yourself simply because you stretched effectively. And if you're doing that, lo and behold, you will be getting more flexible. If not, you're going to look like the guy on the left and much, much, much worse. Look at picture number three. Look at under the 42 pounds there on picture number three. By the way, so I can get most of this in today, we're going to really rock and roll. You don't need necessarily to blow up each picture. Okay, if your speeds are fast enough, definitely blow the picture up. If not, don't sweat, because I'm going to move around today, especially since the first 20 minutes of the show are a review, basically. But a much-needed review, wouldn't you all agree? So, picture number three there. Look at that person on the extreme right. That's you? Or picture number under 32 pounds, the guy in the middle. That may be you, or you may be in between that, or you may be in between the first and the second picture. Either way, you have shifted. Now, here's the problem. I'll put it to you graphically. Go to picture 18. Scroll down to picture 18. Those are the erector spinae muscles. Those muscles are moving from your low back in a big fascial knot called the lumbosacral fascia all the way up to the top of your neck. That band of muscles, there's five layers of muscles on the back, and that band of muscle, the minute you start looking like Mr. Red on the left there, like picture six, the minute you start tipping forward, those erector spinae are in a constant state of spasm, all the way to a constant state of shock. Now that's it. Tai Chi, Qigong, Kung Fu, Yoga, Feldenkrais, Alexander Technique, these were higher order massage concepts. They were manipulative therapies, chiropractic, osteopathic. They were all manipulative therapies that said if you didn't straighten out that posture through the therapy, you would always live with structural stress. Now, without being critical, how many people are actually actively engaged in that? Yoga, Pilates, dance, Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu. We don't have enough of a consciousness that the purpose for you all in these classes over time is to straighten out that posture. And if you're not, it's because you don't know what you're doing. So I got to say it. It's good that you do it. It's better than nothing. But there's something divine about shifting a posture that relates to the organ systems. And I want you to experience that. Okay, now let's go to that muscle, the psoas muscle. Go to picture number 10. Oh no, not the psoas once again. I know, it seems like I never start clamoring about that psoas muscle. I'm going to keep doing it because I know the amount of time it takes to really understand what I'm saying. And that's not politically correct. What our culture wants generally is just a little bit. Give me the cliff notes. The book I want to write is Cliff Note Culture. Everything has been marginalized down to a cliff note. Just give me a couple of lines and let me move to something else. And if you watch the way the intellect grows, it grows very similar to a computer. It grows with a lot of data and no real complex understanding of any of it. You got to think about that. So we're going to take our time here, and we're going to take a look at the psoas muscle again. Now there it is in picture number 10. That's part of your posterior abdominal wall. Let's look at an isolated picture of the psoas. Let's go up to picture number 8. Now there it is. One end of it's attached to five lumbar vertebrae. The other end is attached to the inside of your thigh. It's the big daddy. It runs the show. It's the supervisor. It's at the root of everything. It is.